The forgetting. The forgetting I notice most as I get older is really a form of memory. The undergrowth of things unknown to you young that I have forgotten. Memory of so much crap, jumbled with so much that seems to matter. Lieutenant Callie, Captain Easy, Mei Ling Sung, Sibi Sisti. And all the forgettings that preceded my own, Baghdad, Egypt, Greece, the plains, centuries of looting of antiquities, obscure atrocities. Imagine a big tent filled with mostly kids yelling for poetry. In fact, it happened. I was there in New Jersey at the famous poetry show. I used to wonder, what if the Baseball Hall of Fame overflowed with too many thousands of greats, all in time unremembered? Hardly anybody can name all eight of their great-grandchildren. Can you? Will your children's grandchildren remember your name? You'll see, you little young jerks, your favorite music and your political furors, too, will need to get sorted in dusty electronic corridors. In 1972, Zhou Enlai was asked the lasting effects of the French Revolution. Too soon to tell. Remember? Or was it Mao Zedong? Poetry made of air strains to reach back to begats and suspiring forward into air, grunting to beget the hungry or overfed future. Ezra Pound praises the emperor who appointed a committee of scholars to pick the best 450 no plays and destroy all the rest, the fascist. The stand-up master Stephen Wright says he thinks he suffers from both amnesia and déjà vu. Quote, I feel like I have forgotten this before, end quote. Who remembers the arguments when jurors gave Pound the only prize for poetry awarded by the United States government? Until then. I was in the big tent when the guy read his poem about how the Jews were warned to get out of the Twin Towers before the planes hit. The crowd was applauding and screaming. They were happy. It isn't that they were anti-Semitic or anything. They just weren't listening. Or, no, they were listening, but that certain way. In it comes, you hear it, and that self-same second, you swallow it or expel it. An ecstasy of forgetting.